This is Morning Edition. I'm Scott Simon. Bob Edwards is on vacation. A South Korean jumbo jet is missing this morning, and there are reports it may have been shot down. The Korean Airlines flight was en route from New York to Seoul, South Korea, yesterday when, according to Japanese officials who followed the plane by radar, it disappeared over waters west of the island of Sakhalin. That island is occupied by the Soviet Union. The plane hasn't been heard from since. Japan's foreign minister says it appears likely that the plane was shot down by Soviet jet fighters. Soviet officials have denied any knowledge of the airliner's whereabouts. One of the passengers reportedly on that plane is United States Congressman Larry McDonald, a Georgia Democrat. Michael Curtin's following the story from Tokyo.
The Korean Airlines 747 jumbo jetliner vanished from Japanese radar screens. The plane was flying at an altitude of 30,000 feet, and the Japanese Self-Defense Force, which was tracking the plane, says that such a disappearance most likely means the plane was either shot down or exploded in midair. Suspicions have turned to the three Soviet fighters, which scrambled from a nearby military base and showed up on the same radar screen shortly before the jetliner's disappearance. South Korean Information Minister Lee Jin-hee says his government is convinced the plane was shot down, though he didn't directly accuse the Soviets. And as for the Soviets, they've made no comment about the alleged shooting. In 1978, the Soviets forced another Korean jetliner to land when it wandered off course and into Soviet airspace. At first, there were reports that a similar thing had happened today. The jet, which was headed from New York City to Seoul, Korea, was scheduled to fly over Alaska, then swoop south and cut across the heart of Japan's main island of Honshu. However, north of Japan, the plane veered off its path toward the Soviet mainland. Early reports that the plane was forced to land were denied by the Soviets. And later, Japanese First Cabinet Minister Masahiro Gatoda, who was in touch with both Seoul and Moscow, reported that the plane definitely did not make an emergency landing. The situation has been made increasingly tense by the fact that the Soviet and South Korean governments have no direct diplomatic ties. How the matter will be resolved remains an open question. But perhaps an even bigger question is how the Korean jetliner, equipped with the most sophisticated navigation gear, wandered so far off course. Designed to double-check all information, the so-called INS system failed to prevent an increasingly tense international incident. For National Public Radio, in Tokyo, this is Michael Curtin.